Welcome this week, everybody, to the Bill Elliott Racing Podcast, and I'm joined by probably the most standout driver of late anyway in the Bill Elliott Racing program, and that's driver Casey Roderick, the pilot of the number 19 Ford in the Georgia Asphalt Series this past weekend, I guess sponsored by a Cork and Keg, Hometown Community Bank, and a couple of others. Casey, tell us about that race, because you almost were able to pull it off. You and Shane Sawyer had a heck of a battle. Tell us about that fight for that 100-lap James Garrison Memorial event at Lanier.
We had a real good car during practice all weekend. We were a little bit on the snug side and a little loose off. But we started off the race really well, led about 30-something laps, and Sawyer got by us there, and he took off and won the race. But we got real tight there about halfway, and I just doing all I could do to keep in front of Chase. And I moved up to the high side, and that helped my car a lot. So we had a pretty good run. Jim Barfield was working real hard on getting my car right for me for the races, and we'll keep chipping away at it and see what we can do.
And, chipping your way up is definitely what you're doing, not just at not at Lanier National Speedway, but with James Finch's program. Tell us about some possible ARCA runs that you're trying to get together coming up maybe here by the end of October.
Yeah, I'm up here in Spartanburg, South Carolina, at James Finch's shop, Phoenix Racing. We're preparing a car that Bill has had in his shop for a couple years, and it's an old cup car that Everingham had, but we're preparing it to get ready for the ARCA race at Rockingham on October 11th. We're going to test not this Tuesday, but the next, and real excited about it, and hopefully it'll turn out real well, and we'll see how we can do in the race there, and hopefully we can get a top five finish.
And that's a big break, of course, with Phoenix Racing having won a race with Brad Keselowski in the Sprint Cup Series this year, and having some modest nationwide series success, and drivers like Cale Gale and Jimmy Spencer and different ones coming through their ranks over the years. Now, let's go back to the gas race we had back on Saturday. I've got to ask you about it, because some of the fans are wondering. You and Rodney Benefield, that number 36, when you were trying to lap him, he was kind of holding you up on the outside, and you ended up getting into him, and he did not like it during the caution laps there. Tell us a little bit about that contact and how you might have felt when he was sort of chasing you down on the track after that.
Well, I felt real bad after I'd done it. I didn't mean to get into him like that. We were racing real hard for position, side by side with Chase, and lap cars, to me, I think they should stay on the bottom and let us go on the outside up, around the track. But it's just one of them racing deals. I got in the corner a little too hard and got into them and spun them around. Definitely didn't mean to. I felt bad after the race, but it's just one of them deals. Stuff happens, and he wasn't too happy about it.
All right, so Casey, that's kind of wrapping up your gas thing for this week. And then, of course, gas series ahead on the schedule October 24th and 31st down in South Georgia. Then you get out in the Nashville area. Tell us a little bit about what the kind of races you're trying to put together with the Bill Elliott team, maybe outside of the gas series. Obviously, you don't have as big a schedule as Chase Elliott does, but tell us about some of the stuff you're planning to look at.
Well, we're looking into doing the World Crown at Gresham Motorsports Park. We're trying to find a sponsorship for that race and maybe the Snowflake. That's the two races that I'd be really interested in doing and focus on. And, hopefully we can get the money to do it. But, that's about it. That's about it. It's about all I know to run there without, running a super late model. But those are two biggest races of the year, so I'm going to stay focused on them.
And you also took a step back a little bit and ran a Legends race and won that at Lanier as well. How was that race?
That was a blast. I like going back every now and then and running those Legend cars. They're real fun to drive and just go out there and drive as hard as you can for 20 laps, So I really enjoyed that Saturday night. Hopefully we can do it some more.
Sounds like driving on I-285. Well, Casey, have fun up there at James Finch's shop. We hope you learned something, get some good stuff from the ARCA test, and hopefully we'll see you in that Finch race car at Rockingham coming up in the middle of October.
Well, I appreciate it. Thank you.
All right, folks, and now we're joined on the Bill Elliott Racing Podcast by Bill Elliott Racing's John King. Now, John, you've had it's been a couple of weeks, I guess, since we've talked to you, so give us an update about what's going on here on the Bill Elliott Racing Podcast. Let the listeners and fans of you just kind of fill them in on what they've been missing lately and what they have to look forward to. I guess you've been running at the Monster Mile in your late model, right?
At the Motor Mile up there in Radford, Virginia, yes, sir. Motor Mile Speedway.
And what's been going on at the Motor Mile? I guess you had some decent finishes lately. Or are you making any progress or what?
I have. In my last podcast, we kind of got off on some setup stuff there. And we're getting back. We didn't qualify real, real good up there the other night. It's Saturday night. But we had a real good race, real good race pace. We were real fast, able to race with a lot of the cars up front. So I feel like we're gaining a lot, and I'm learning a lot. This is my first year in asphalt, so I got a lot of experience there last weekend and learned a lot. Had some good people helping me, so it was a real good weekend for us. We started 20th and ended up 11th.
It's hard to pass on these short tracks. That's not bad at all when you're talking about gaining 9 positions.
It is, and I'll tell you what. I think that they said that there was 31 or 2 cars up there, and everybody in the dang field was competitive. It's some of the best short track racing you'll see there at Motor Mile Speedway.
And coming up ahead, you have a big race coming for Martinsville, I guess, the NASCAR late model series. Tell us a little bit about your preparations for that and I guess how you expect to run.
Well, we've got a newer car that we're putting together. It's been raced once, and I actually got wrecked at one race. We were probably going to win that race, but we got in a deal there, and we've built it back, and we're going to get it a fresh car ready for Martinsville, and hopefully go up there and be able to compete with those boys. You know, they'll have 120 or 30 cars there is what they usually have, and it's the best in the country. You know, everybody comes from Martinsville, so we'll see. It's a real prestigious race, and again, like Bristol, we're treading on sacred ground. You know, with those NASCAR tracks, so it'll be a neat experience, and a lot of good experience. You know, if I can get in there and mix it up with some of those guys who've been racing them all their life, and people learn a lot from them and fall behind the racetrack, and you know, it's all, everything about it will be good. I hope so.
You definitely can't buy experience for sure. Now, you've been down, I guess, experiencing the Bill Elliott Racing Shop this week. Have you been working on that Martinsville car, or what's been going on? Because you have been to Dawsonville, right?
I have, yeah. The Martinsville car is actually back home in Virginia. I'm down here. We've got that Camping World Series truck that we're piecing together and hoping to go test pretty quick with. I don't know what will come of it for the rest of this year, if anything, with that. But hopefully we'll get that thing out to the track and see if we can go around pretty quick.
Yeah, that's always the goal right there. Now, after Martinsville and after testing the truck, what are you looking forward to? Is there anything in any races this winter, I guess big ones that you're looking forward to running, or do you have anything set up for next year, or what's on the horizon there for John King?
Well, we got Myrtle Beach coming up. That's in October, and whatever we do with the truck, and I've got a new dirt car there at the house that we're putting together, and might run some big dirt races, you know, just some hit-and-miss events, you know, just different stuff that comes up. We really don't have a set schedule right now. We're just kind of, you know, we've got 3 or 4 big races that we know we're going to make, and then we fill in with other stuff in between. So
there you go. Well, John, we wish you the best of luck, and we'll definitely touch base with you in a couple of weeks here on the Bill Elliott Racing Podcast to see how you finished up in Martinsville and how the truck test went.
Okay, sounds good. Hey, I appreciate it.
There you go. Sitting here with John King, we heard from Casey Roderick earlier. You're listening like you do every week to the Bill Elliott Racing Podcast. I'm Doug Fireball Turnbull. If you want more coverage of the Georgia aspect of Bill Elliott Racing, tune in Saturdays, every Saturday morning, 10 to 11 a.m. for the lead lap with myself and David M.D. Chandler. You can hear it on ESPN 1240, The Ticket in Gainesville, Georgia, and online at racefanradio.com. See you next week.